This is Flicks, and I'm the film snob, Chris DeShiel. This is my annual Favorite Films of the Year show. You may recall that I wait a month or so after the new year has started, because a lot of quality pictures get released in the big cities in December to help them during the award season, but they take a while to make it to my neck of the woods. Well, the lag time paid off for me in this instance, since I saw two of my top three favorites just this month. So here are my top four favorites of 2016. Why four? Because I don't have time for any more. If you're interested, my complete top 20 will soon be posted online. My favorite is a film I reviewed just last week, Aquarius, written and directed by Kleber Mendonça-Filho, is the kind of movie I love best, a character-based story, authentic and detailed, that also speaks to vital issues of the day. A widow in northeast Brazil, played by the magnificent Sonia Braga, is pressured to sell the beachfront apartment where she has lived most of her life by a real estate company that wants to build a huge development. They don't realize the kind of stubborn, defiant, and resilient woman they're dealing with. This struggle between this one fascinating woman and a soulless corporation is just the frame for a story that reveals the texture of an entire life, with its ideals, passion, mistakes, and bonds with family and friends. Sonia Braga turns in the kind of late-career performance that most movie stars would die for. Her character is so real in her imperfections, so compelling in her personality, that you can't separate the actress from the role. Aquarius is a triumph. Next on my list is Moonlight, Barry Jenkins' extraordinary three-part portrait of growing up black and gay in a poor Miami neighborhood. Each part is a penetrating glimpse into the pain and discovery of three different times, that of a boy, a teenager, and a man, and with three different, excellent young actors playing the part. Here's a film that shows us much more than we're used to seeing, revealed through bodies and faces and the silences between words more than the words. Patiently observant and visually gorgeous, Moonlight takes nothing for granted in its commitment to honesty and the quest for connection. Third on my list is Things to Come, written and directed by Mia Hansen-Love. It's another film with a powerful female character at the center, this time a French woman played by Isabelle Huppert, a supremely confident philosophy professor in her 60s whose marriage, work, and family suddenly start to fall apart all at the same time. This is that rarity, a film of ideas which never becomes abstract. The director has mastered the balance of distance and emotion, insight and mystery, as her main character adjusts her vision to encompass mortality. Brave and resolute, yet with a sweet aura of sadness, she endures. A film for grown-ups, Things to Come asks, what are we to make of the rest of our lives? And finally, my number four seems to have flown under the radar of most critics and viewers. Embrace of the Serpent, a film by Colombian director Ciro Guerra, tells of a shaman on the Amazon River who agrees to guide a German ethnologist to a rare medicinal plant down the river. The voyage is beautiful and terrifying, but Guerra ingeniously interweaves a later story of the same shaman, 30 years later, once again helping a scientist, this time an American, who seeks the same goal on a journey that reveals deeper truths about good and evil. Shot in crisp black and white, and based on the actual diaries of the two real-life scientists depicted, the film takes as its point of view the Indians, the original people of the land, opening a window into the experience of those who were enslaved by Europeans in their greed for wealth in the rainforest. In a film of such historical and political resonance, it is remarkable that the meaning sought and achieved in Embrace of the Serpent is one of dream and vision. That's just the cream of the crop that I have time for. 2016 showed us endless possibilities for film in our future. Let's hope that the possibilities in our society can survive and grow in 2017. This has been Flicks, and I'm the film snob.